An oil man who says we're running out of oil? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Oil man T. Boone Pickens was in front of a Senate committee yesterday talking about oil, and as you'd expect, he wants to drill for more of it. He wants to drill in Alaska. He wants to drill offshore. No surprise there. The surprise is what we're going to find when we do all that drilling, or not find.
I think you're going to get a rude awakening as to value of the East and West Coast when it's opened up.
In other words, drilling alone is not going to end the price shocks. But it will end the argument. It'll force even the oil optimist to realize that the age of oil and natural gas is ending.
This is nothing more than a bridge to the next fuel. Because when you get to 2050, we're pretty well maxed out on hydrocarbons as a transportation fuel.
Where have I heard that before?
Even those who reap the profits of the carbon age have to recognize the inevitability of its demise.
Which is why T. Boone Pickens is putting his money into wind turbines in Texas, because America, he says, is the Saudi Arabia of wind power, with more accessible moving air than any nation on Earth. And according to the map he displayed to Congress, almost all of it is in the red states. My friends, you see what's happening. Oil man T. Boone Pickens and green man Al Gore are now on the same page. The red states are about to become the organization of wind exporting states, and we'll have the blue states right where they want them, at the end of a very long power cord with the master switch somewhere in Texas. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.